Kuflamin Heisifei. Yema Sefer Torah, Pasuach, Vakoyen, Koyre, Shema. The Sefer Torah is open and the Koyen is reading the Shema. Enu Rashi Lahafsik is not allowed to stop. The Koyen is Shrobim Koyimu. That's what the Mechava says. Even though the Koyen is there, but since he's in the middle of Kriya Shema, he should not stop. Therefore, he should call a Yisrael. The Maise, if they did call him up, then he should go up because of the Kavod HaTorah. But like we're saying, Lachatchila, shouldn't call it up, and we don't have to be concerned people think there's some problem with him, because they see that he's in the middle of davening. Shabbat brings also that Chayim would say, and not only in Kriya Shema itself, but once he's already in Birchas Kriya Shema also Lachatchila, that he should not call him up Lachatchila. And but the Mishnah Berurah says if he's in between one bracha and the next, then the Lachatchila could call him up. So b'kitzur, after a person's a kohen started Birchas Kriya Shema, so if he's in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema or Kriya Shema, Lachatchila should not call him up. If they do call him up, he should say the bracha. If he's between one bracha and the next of the Birchas Kriya Shema, then the Lachatchila could call him up. And surely if he's in the middle of Pesukim Zizim, he could call him up earlier. V'chein v'taynis, says the Ramah, v'chein v'taynis shachar Pesach v'sukim shekoyim v'yachem, in the fast called Bahab after Pesach and Sukkot, that they read Bahakim, im ein hakoyim mis'ane, koyim l'Yisrael. If the koyim isn't fasted, then you should call Yisrael, v'tov sh'ilelech hakoyim mi'beisach neses. It's good that the koyim should go from the shul. In other words, to avoid this whole complication with the koyim, if the koyim could just leave the shul when they're calling up the koyim, then solves all the problems.